So I'm going to repeat one of the oldest scripture jokes that there is, okay? So, see, they didn't believe in the resurrection, right? So they were sad, you see? They didn't believe in the resurrection. The Sadducees, okay? So that's how you can remember. The Sadducees really are marked out by their... They only accepted the first five books of the Bible. And the resurrection of the dead, it was not terribly explicit in the first five books of the Bible. So the Sadducees had a spirituality, a mindset that was very much earth-centered. And it actually got them in a lot of trouble because they thought this life is all there is, eat, drink, and be merry. And it really led to a lot of religious corruption for the Sadducees because they did not expect that there would be a final judgment and the kind of being an accounting for how you lived. So the Sadducees are one group. The second group that shows up in the gospel this morning are the scribes. Now, if you follow, if you can put some of these categories of characters that show up in the gospel over and over again, okay? The scribes are also not generally in concert with Jesus. They are opposed to Jesus very often. But today, what is their response? Teacher, you have answered well because you agree with us. And that's a lot of times what we do, unfortunately. We read the gospel making sure that we really focus on the parts of the gospel that we like and the parts of the gospel that we might find a little more challenging. We just read with one eye open and one eye closed, you know? And we sort of skip those parts. And we have to be very, very, very careful to let Jesus be Lord. You know, I have said this just recently. St. Augustine, reflecting on the gospel, said, if you accept the parts of the gospel that you like and reject the parts of the gospel that you don't like, it's not the gospel that you believe. It's yourself. And that really becomes idolatry. So we let the gospel speak to us. And, you know, and again, as Catholics, we recognize that we read the Word of God and the sacred scriptures in the fullness of the context, reading the entire Bible, if you will, from Genesis to Revelation, understanding that it has a unified message, and that unified message really comes down to one word. And what is the one word? It's Jesus. Okay, yeah. It's God saves. It's you know, we could say love too, certainly charity. But the resurrection of the dead. Where are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob right now? You know? That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Remember when Jesus went up the mountain, Mount Tabor, and had the transfiguration? Who showed up there with him? Moses and Elijah, right? Alive. You know, we talk about death. Death is not an annihilation. We're not annihilated at death. Death is birth to a new life. That's what death is. Birth to a new life. There's a passage that's read at funerals. Our life is changed, not ended. There's a great mystery to this. But we, We believe in the resurrection. We believe that at the moment of death, we are going to be judged. We believe that at the end of time, that's called the particular judgment, and we have at the end of time, we have the general, you know, we have that all the nations, I'm giving you a preview of tomorrow's gospel. Tomorrow's gospel is the separation of the sheep and the goats. And all the nations will be gathered before our Lord, and we will separate them. And you know, some people don't like that. So they leave that part out of the gospel. Now, my brothers and sisters, we can neither be the Sadducees nor the scribes. We have to be, you know, Catholic. That means in all places, containing all things. That's what Catholic means, universal, universally present, universally one holy Catholic apostolic. We have to be Catholic in our appreciation of the gospel, the wholeness of it, all of it. The easy parts and the hard parts, the comforting parts and the challenging parts. And so we say with the scribes, "Teacher, you have answered well." But we have to say that about the whole thing, right? Not just the parts we like, the whole thing. And we should, frankly, we should like it all, because it's all good. It's all true. It's all beautiful in its own way. So we pray this day that we receive the gospel from our Lord in its fullness.